Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yo, people, it's Post. You're now listening to Thoughts in the Cully. And this week I was joined by Rimzy, such a great speaker. It's always a pleasure sitting down with Rimzy and having a chat. This was my first chat with him on camera. He's a very astute and knowledgeable guy. He also actually has a single out right now entitled Thoughts in the Cully, which was amazing. So I caught up with him about that, about what's been going on, where he's been at, and a bit about his life story. You know how we get down. This is Thoughts in the Cully, and this is Rimzy.
Yo.
What's going on, bro?
Ricardo.
See, I started early, you know. I started off early.
What's happening, family? You all right?
What's going on, bro? What's good?
Not all good, my boy. Obviously, it was good seeing you yesterday. We done a little video shoot.
Yeah. Man, you paid me off, you know. It's a bit early, cuz.
You said you told me that was a discreet location.
Not really. What, yesterday? Nah, that was calm, man. Trust me.
That's funny because you reckon that was discreet. That was hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, now thanks for joining me, bro. Obviously, I'm a big fan of you.
Yeah.
Ever since you came out of jail, I've been like watching your movements and that. You've been talking nothing but sense. Showing nothing but evolution and growth.
Yeah.
But the first time I ever heard about Rimzy, I heard that you shot at police.
Okay. I feel was like that the first time, yeah? That was all 13.
Yeah. You know, but it is. Sometimes I miss stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've explained this story a few times before. Like, you know, like, I'm like a big Lox fan for example, I've heard you say that when you was in jail, that's when you became a fan of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But I find that surprising because all I know is Jay-Z, for example. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So, do you know what? There's a youth from Northwest, innit? Shout Dada, Millsy, that was his name, yeah? So, one day, I was in Pentonville, and he gave me a CD, Magna Carta. He's like, listen to this CD's mad. I'm listening to it. Me and Frog are cellmates these times. Like, this is meaty, man. You get me? But years later, I listened to that back. That album's crazy.
So Magna Carta was like the first Jay-Z album.
No, I always knew about Jay-Z, but I wasn't a fan like that.
It was just one, two
songs are hot, cold. But then you see, after that, when I listened to that properly, and I started listening to all of them, it's like, yo, yeah, my man's the best rapper still. Yeah, but I don't think so anymore, though. I think more Meek now.
Meek?
Yeah.
Is it?
Easy.
2025?
Easy, bro. Who's rapping better than Meek, bro? Bar for bar. Tell me. One man, please. You can't say D-Block and that. They're good, but it's very
old school, not 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. It's a respectable choice.
Yeah.
So good. But I was going to say, it's only you and Tupac that's like done that. Shot at police. Did you know that? Tupac did that.
Yeah, I heard something like that still.
We're going to discuss where you're at now, but obviously I want to go through like where you're coming from. Do you get what I'm saying? For me, as like the role I play in music, for me to know, okay, Rimzy, he's the guy that done that. Like, what was going on in your mind when that happened?
Bro, do you know what, bro? Yeah. Man was just trying to get away, bro. If I'm real with you, like, man was just trying to get away. Because you see, like, in Hackney, yeah, feds are different, bro. Like, they'll come, knock you off your bike, this, that, whatever. And man just had a man's mind that, bro, man's not going to jail, bro. So whatever it was man was going to have to do, man was going to have to do, innit? That's how I was looking at it.
And at that time, did you actually know that they were police? When you did it?
Yeah.
So when
man know the number plates, innit?
Okay.
Like all the SIDs, you know, like the number plates.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And obviously, now that obviously you've grown up and you've, like, learnt lessons, you've had experience in jail, you've come out and you've shown nothing but positivity and growth and that. When you look back on times like that, you look back and think, yo, that was crazy, like where my mind frame was at? Or,
but you know what it is, bro, I feel like everything happens for a reason, bro. Car, even before that, yeah, man was just living mad, you get me? And I feel like if man didn't go to jail for that, what would I done next, bro? Because I used to real life feel like man was invincible. I used to feel like that until I got like stabbed the first time. Man was doing so much things and getting away with it. I used to think like I'm so invincible, like I'll pull up somewhere and once I say, what, do you know who I am? And then everything's patterned and obviously went wrong, innit? And then from then on, that's when I realised, like, yo, man needs to be, like, take this thing, like, serious, innit? Like, life.
Yeah, when obviously when you think about Rimsey, you think about Clapton.
Yeah.
That was your upbringing, I feel, yeah. Like, that's where you grew up and stuff. Is that where, like, do you feel like that's where that confidence grew from in terms of being brought up in that surrounding?
I don't know, you know, my bro, because you know what it is? Because, you know, like, if I'm 100% honest with you, you know, like, in Hackney, yeah, areas like London Fields, Pembrey, they were like the biggest Hackney areas because obviously they was involved in all from the Tottenham era problems and that, you get it? So I felt like with man's area, it was like, man was like an underdog. So we always had to just do more. So obviously man used to just do bare things and then get my name ringing. So it was more of a thing where it's just like, I don't know, man, how to explain it. Cause it's like, you know, like some youths are like, they put in work and some youths make money, but man has put them together. So it's like, yeah, cool, you get money, but the man them are 30 as well, you get me? And plus, obviously, like, man them, that man, like, showed man about the roads. They didn't show man about the roads, but we used to go with them certain places and man learned things. And, like, naturally took it up as well, you get it? And they used to get money in those out here as well. So that's what it is, really, I think.
So when you got that sentence,
mm-hmm.
How long was the sentence?
13 years.
13 years, and what, did you do, like, seven?
Six and a half. Yeah, I was on tag for a bit long, though. Like, I was on bail, innit? Because, obviously, man went to jail on circumstantial evidence, so it's like, there's no forensics, no cell site, no one saw me, nothing links me to the scene. You couldn't even prove I was there. It's just a thing, like, if I bring a story to you and it makes sense, then you ask the jury, like, it's up to them to make the decision. So it's one of them ones. But I felt like, true, it was feds, they were just setting an example, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of them ones.
And I feel like I had an interview recently with, like, Tiny Boost, and he was explaining, like, his history and, like, the streets and stuff, and he was explaining that sometimes people are doing crime, but you don't understand the law.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And I feel like
it's true.
That's when he broke it down like that, it's like a proper crazy concept. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're doing something that you don't completely understand the repercussions of, if that makes sense.
No, it's true still.
So when you did that 7.5, what was that experience like for you and Joe? Obviously, I know you went in there super skinny because I've seen the old school videos.
Yeah, sucked, yeah. Bro, do you know what, bro? For me, like I said on a ZZ Milk interview, Joe's like uni, bro. Like university, bro. Cause man just learning bare stuff. Like, before I went to jail, I didn't know how to talk to white people because all my men them are from the block. Like, everyone's just hood niggas. Like, that's pause. Everyone's just like from the ends, you get me? So when I went to jail, my next door neighbor might be some old white guy. You get me? That's like 70 years old, so he's like a granddad. So respectfully, you're gonna speak to him a bit differently. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, man, are like your mourning and all of that shit. So jail's like a community where it's like everyone's living together. So like, if I don't have butter, my next door might have it. He might. If I ain't got a tuna or mackerel, like, so we all look after each other, innit? So, and then from there, man's learning from bare different people's experience. Because remember, with jail, it's open for everyone. Like, a man could be the most legitest guy in his life, but I don't know, his wife cheated on him and he killed his wife or something, and now he's doing life. So he might have been a serious business mogul or whatever. So you're mixing with bare different kind of people, so you learn like different stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So that's where you feel like your people skills actually improved in jail,
bro, because I didn't know how to talk to no one else. See, I went to jail, I can chat to everyone now.
So you need to tell me, you live in London, England, yeah?
Yeah.
And you feel like you couldn't talk to white people really properly before you went to jail?
No, I'm talking about like posh white people, not the ones from the ends, they're normal. Like, they're all with us, all with the white people, Asians, Malis, all together. I mean, like, you know, like we're in shortage now, like a random white guy in the street. How would I speak to that guy? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though man's got to be in English literature and seeing language, but I just mean like, we don't never use that. Man just talks normally, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're there now, it's like you learn how to think, and then the way people, like, you're speaking Cockney to these guys and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know one, two of these jokes that they understand and that.
And obviously, I've seen you on your fitness journey recently, but I want to talk about that first transition. Obviously, you went to jail quite skinny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? You came out very wham.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you said to me once casually in passing that you started doing weights in jail because everybody was hench.
Yeah, and he was
skinny, innit?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like that was like a positive effect in your life, actually, like having to do that because you didn't want to be the skinny person in jail? Or like, why? What was the motivation for that?
By the same time, I always wanted to be hench, but I didn't know how to.
Okay.
I didn't know how to, innit? Like, I remember when I was in Pentonville, there's a KG, someone from Tottenham, and that, bro, he was hench. Like, brother, what do I do, broski? Man was like, yeah, you eat mackerel, you do 500 press-ups a day. I couldn't do that, though, man. It was too much, you get it? So, like, I always wanted to be hench, innit? And then, man, from jail, obviously, you're just eating, training, non-stop. It's consistency, because there's nothing else to do, bro. You get it? So... yeah, that's how man got the size though still. But I didn't know about like being trimmed and like that. It was just a hench bulky thing and that.
Yeah.
That's I got that recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you feel like was the most valuable lesson that you actually learned in jail? Like, what actually did you feel like, you know what, this made me grow?
Mindset, bro. And I did a course, yeah, in jail, yeah. Obviously, when you commit violent crimes, yeah, you have to do courses, innit? So there's like, if you don't do it, obviously you can't go DCAT and shit, innit? DCAT's open prison, so you might have to do sycamore victim awareness. I have to do TSP, thinking skills program, resolve. So obviously these courses, it's just like a tick box, like just you're trying to get DCAT, so you do it. But you see, one thing, yeah, man, got from like thinking skills program, but I always use it, yeah. Red flags. So like, let's say for example, like I was saying to you at the video shoot yesterday, see me, I love like cakes, chocolates, all of these kind of things. So we could go gym right now, do a mad workout.
Tell them about the
Toblerone. Yeah, that chocolate's serious though. Still, I need the brand deal. No, because I'm not even trying to have too much of that. I'm going to be done. I could go gym right now, do a mad workout, burn 2,000 calories, do football after, burn another 1,000. Yeah, just saying, yeah, 3,000. And you bring a cake in here, bro, it's like, I'm just going to have it. Because it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So with red flags, it's like, these are things that trigger you. So it's like, obviously, like some youths just do, like I said already, some youths just do roads. Some youths just make money. Some youths do both. Do you get it? So I'm a youth that always done both. So I feel like when I'm around some youths, yeah, like, you know these ugly, dusty youths? They think they're greasy just because they're ugly and dusty. Bro, you're not greasy. You're just broke with no peas. But sometimes you're around these youths, yeah, when you go to certain events and it's like, that's a red flag because the youth's going to think that you're not on it because you're shining or your trainers are fresh or you pull up in a nice car and you're with a girl and man think you're a nerd. You know what I'm saying? So things like, that's how some people think, innit? So a lot of things are like red flags. So what it is, it's just avoiding situations. So I don't want to go places where man can't really control the environment. I don't know who I'm going to bump into because I know myself, innit? And I'm scared of myself. Because if something happened mad, I couldn't tell you what I'm going to do. So I have to just avoid it, innit? Because, bro, alhamdulillah, God bless, man, innit? Man's a good-looking guy. Man's smart. Man makes money. Man's got business ideas. I've got a lot of network. I can speak. I can chat to bare people. There's bare things I can do. A lot of men are not blessed with all of that. So man can waste all of that just going to the wrong place and having madness with the wrong person. You get me?
Mm.
So it's like, bro, man have to kind of like control where man's going and what man's doing. And that kind of saved me on roads as well. Because there's bare things people invite me to roll to, man, don't go to, bro.
I feel like since you came out, you've been really, like, manoeuvring the industry very well. You've been standing on your independence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know how hard it is to even get something done with you. So you've got to do bare, like...
Huh?
You've got to do, like, bare conversations about what we're doing. Yeah, like, where it's going. No, it's nice, cool, but, I mean, I respect it. It's, like, businessy. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You're not just... You're not just freestyling. Like some things you might overthink, but I like the fact that you're so on it like that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And I respect it. I'm gonna tell you a funny story actually. You know, like Blade Brown, yeah, he's got this lyric, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, they say pain is seeing a nigga's chain,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that's more money than you got to your name.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I really believed that was pain.
Yeah.
And then there was this time last year, started training for the gala, I'd say about January, doing cardio every day.
Mm-hmm.
By March, I've gone into Dior, picked the colour of my suit. And they said 7 racks. I said, yeah. And I picked the colour. I thought, you know what? There's no way I'm going to lose. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So cool now. gone to the gala. As soon as I stepped in, I seen Esther Falana. She's like, oh, hey, Post. You look so good. I think you and Rimzy are best dressed this year. But I ain't seen you at this point.
Yeah.
Say, Rimzy? Fuck has he done, man? That nigga's got a hairline. Like, I'm trying to see what this nigga's pulled out of the closet. You know what I'm saying? So I've come upstairs and I've seen you in the lime green suit as well, but yours has even got texture on it and that. And that's when I realised what the definition of pain was, because everybody was talking about your outfit and that's the first time I felt like I needed a hairline. I said, how have I just lost this battle at the event, you know what I'm saying? But you're always stepping super clean, and I appreciate you always coming to those events, because I know you're very cautionary about the places you step, as you just mentioned.
I need more than a plus one as well, Posty, man.
Plus one. We're working on it. Yeah. We're building the trust. But I've been through some things.
Let me tell you why I even had to go in like that. Yeah, cool. So remember the first time you invited me to the garden, you was like to me, yo, you got problems with this, that, da, 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 da. And you was like to me, yo, if you want, I'll make security even be with you. But you see me, that's my problem though. You see, I got too much pride. So it's like, even if I'm in the worst situation, I would never say, yo, help me. I just can't do it, innit? Yeah. But anyway, cool. So that first gala man's come to, it's a suited event, yeah?
Yeah.
So, man ain't wore suits since court, bro. So I'm thinking, bro, where am I going to get a seat from? So I went central, up and down, all these shops. I went Oswald Boateng, they're telling me 6 weeks. This time I got a week and a half. And as well, none of their suits are going to fit me as well that time. I think that time was like 16 stones. So boom, now, going everywhere to find a suit. Can't find nothing. Last resort, the light's green, you know? Oh, last resort, yeah? I remember Moss Brothers back in the day. For Moss Brothers, when one in Central, they had a pink blazer. The guy's like, I'm like, bro, boss, how much people's got this? He's like to me, no one's got this. The shop's just opened. Da, da, da. Brother, I came to the gala with that dead suit, bro. Yeah, there was like 8 men in the same thing. I was so embarrassed, bro. You know when I'm looking at the pictures, bro? Yeah, my face is bare fat. My suit is not tailored. It was a mess, bro. So the week up, the year after, man, pattern up a bit more. But then that year was like I think Chat went mad that year, innit? Or the year after, I can't remember, when he had the cream suit.
Yeah, Kensington Palace.
When he had some cream
sat
suit.
Sat down, yeah, with a cigar, yeah.
But even like my brethren as well, though, when I was getting that suit, was like, yo, Rims, get LVC. I'm telling him, brother, trust me, the suit thing is different. It's not about the designer brand. It's about how it looks. So even that suit, when I went to the shop, the guy was actually wearing it that works there. But I just saw the vision in it. So I made him, yeah, I want that suit. But obviously I told him, yo, add these buttons, add it double-breasted. I want their buttons gold, this, that, boom, boom. And then, yeah, man, that was it, bro. And then obviously I went LV to get shoes because I've got all the LV shoes already. And the only one left was them ones with a padlock, innit? It's a bit risky, but I thought, yo, let's go for it.
Yeah. Now you done your thing, man.
Yeah.
You're stepping super clean, man.
Blood, sweat and tears, man.
Yeah, no, 100%. Obviously, I've always wondered as well, like, what does the 73 in your chain stand for?
73, that was my door number, innit? My door number used to be 73. And obviously, that yard, I feel like that yard made me. Because that's the yard man first started grinding from. That yard got shot up. And I had to move from that yard. That was my yard in the ends. And you see me, you know, like, man say block, babe. Bro, I used to be on a block every single day. Even when I didn't live in a hood, I was outside before everyone. I just love the ends so much. That's why when you're saying, how can you be in London, you don't know, bro, I never used to come out my ends unless I was going Walthamstow to go. There used to be a shop called like Jerk Hut, serious jerk. We used to go there and go back. That was it really, bro. So I didn't really leave the ends like that.
Cool. So what I've always wanted to know as well, I actually asked Boost about this. I know that you met Boost in jail. Mm-hmm. You met Snap Capone in jail.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that actually, one of the first times I met you as well, it was at the Jungle premiere. I think that's the first time I met you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Were you in Jungle?
I was in that film.
Yeah. So you're with Jungle, and the first time I met you, I just saw you, and you was chatting to RA and that. And
yeah.
Obviously, you've got like a rapport with people that have been to jail for these types of things. And always the people that I see you speaking to are people actually that are at a stage in life where they're always trying to better themselves. I've noticed that you're not with just rude boys that ain't trying to better themselves, you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is, bro, as well, yeah? You see, like, what a lot of men don't understand is, yeah, it's like, cool. Like, obviously, nowadays, the young youths, they just care about grease, innit? But beef costs money, bro. Like, when I was younger too, a man used to say, like, yo, you can't beef, man, if you haven't got peas. I never used to understand it, but I understand it now. Because it's like, look, You could be the greasiest guy in the world, bro. You ain't got no car. You're not hard to catch, bro. Like, man's driving. If people do stuff to your mom's yard, you can't move your mom out. Things cost money. They cost 9 bags and plus. Everything's cost money, bro. So you can't have beef with no peas. But man, bare man don't understand it. You get it? They feel like you're just about of a Rambo that's going to do everything, innit? But it's bigger than that, you know what I'm trying to say? So I just feel like, bro, man's done all of that. And you know what is, you realise as well, bro, the roads is fake, bro. Like, bare man that I grew up with, I don't even chat to bare man that I grew up with. Bare man that I'm in problems because of, I don't even chat to them no more. You get me? And then, like, you go court, your brethren might be snitching on you. You go, like, man don't play. Like, you know, you do everything as, like, a team. You go to jail, people forget about you, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? And not that man feel like, rah, you know what? People owe me, but it's just like people forget about you, bro. So it's like you're only there for that time, and it's like a lot of people are only your friends because you grew up together. But they've got bare funny ways, you know, like there's bare man that man grew up with that had funny ways, and man turning a blind eye, and then it only got worse. So it's bare these man don't deal with them no more. Do you get it? That's another thing. So it's like when you go to jail, like you see people's real people who they really are, because now they're on their own, they live in their own. You can see you go to a man's cell and clock, right, man, my cell's always dirty, like this used to be dirty, you get me? Or man's always begging for stuff. Or the worst one is, well, you know when like some man are in jail and they can't even get no one to send them £20 a lot of the time. It's like, raw, why is no one to send you £20? Like, what kind of youth must you have been living? Because I know lifers, that's man are sending them, people are sending them money every month. Do you get it? It's like, what could you have done for someone to not even want to like make sure that you're eating, bro? What I'm trying to say, so you see a lot of people for their real character in that as well, you get me? So that's why a lot of jail relationships sometimes is like stronger than a road relationship, because you lot was together in the worst state, and obviously you lot stuck together, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. And obviously when you came out of jail, you were kind of super heavy on independence, like every time you spoke it came from a knowledgeable place.
Yeah,
but obviously the music game's tough, man, especially when you're especially when you're representing the type of lifestyle that you have lived and you're coming from. It's not necessarily the most popular music in the world.
No.
Like, as in, it's not the most commercial music in the world. How have you managed to, like, stay legit this whole time? Because obviously it's just like a draw out sometimes if everything's not working in your favor. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, how have you managed to kind of, like, really stay on path? Because one thing I will say about you is that as every year progresses, I can actually see the progression.
Yeah.
Like, you dress better than the year before.
Yeah, facts.
Your chain's bigger than the year before.
Yeah. But like, you know what is? Gel fucks up your confidence. Oh, I don't know if I can swear.
No, you can swear.
See, gel mess up your confidence, bro. You know, like, before I went in jail, like, from like, when it comes to grinding, trapping and all that, in my ends, I was shotting from a little kid, you get me? So it's like, I was always mad advanced than, and I used to roll with older youths, so I was always advanced than man's age. Like, when I was grinding and that, the man was like, yo, Rimsey's doing this and that, right? Rimsey's dumb, he's gonna go jail and that. Then after a little while later, the man them are doing it as well, you get what I'm trying to say? So it's just like, man was always advancing it, so money-wise, I was doing my thing. Street-wise, I was doing my thing. I was always that guy, you get me? You go jail for all these years, you come back, people are telling you how this and that works now, bro. You're not the guy no more. You're in jail, the screws are treating you like normal. So man's confidence was messed up for long. Even, bro, I went Soho House, yeah, for the first time when I went to jail. Yeah, I went with Ricky Blue, innit, from 93 Records, innit. Obviously, he's my brethren's uncle, innit.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're asking me what I wanted to do, innit, like musically at a stage. And so, obviously, he invited me to Soho House on pool party. I'm thinking, bro, this is where the industry is. This is crazy. There's a pool there, everything. You get me?
Yeah.
I'm there now. I got Louboutins on, my nigga.
Yeah.
Red bottoms. I'm thinking it's big drip. I'm looking around, I'm thinking, brother, 2019. I'm looking around, I'm thinking, brother, how come no one ain't wearing no loose, bro? No one even told me that this ain't even it no more, bro. You get me? So, like, yeah. So you have to learn slowly. Like, you lose the source, you got to get it back. It takes time. So I feel like only now I'm starting to get back to my normal self again. You get me?
Yeah. Like, you're on more on the verge of trend setting your own style now. Like, you understand what you're doing.
That's what I'm on now. So even now, like, bro, it's documented. Go back 011. I've been doing this Louis everything. I've been doing this for years. And 2024, I was still doing it. You get it? So that's how much years strong, bro. 13 years. But now I'm on a thing where I want to get stuff that people ain't got, bro. So this unknown brand that's got this, that's cold, yeah, I want that, I want this, I want that. So people are like, bro, where's this from? Where's this from? Because now, bro, everyone dresses the same, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone looks the same, bro. You know them ones?
Yeah, now that's why I'm white teeing it, man.
Yeah.
Rather save the money, mate.
Oh, please, bro.
Come on, cuz, man.
Please, you need to write a book, my guy. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to be the first man to read it.
No, man, I need you in there.
Huh?
I need you in the book. What I actually find super intriguing about your life as well is the fact that you get an opportunity to like experience a lot of things for the first time.
Yeah.
At your maximum growth. And one of the things that something so simple that you haven't even done yet is like just leaving the country. Like you've never left the country.
Never.
You've never like been on a plane.
Nah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you got all these things to look forward to. Like, what's the first stop? Like, where would you love to go? Where would you love to see?
What? Do you know what? I want to go everywhere, you know? It sounds mad, but I want to go everywhere. Like, I want to go... See me, I'm into history as well, innit?
Yeah.
So I want to go, like, Africa and that. I want to go, like... I'm Muslim as well, so I do want to go... I don't want to go Dubai where everyone is. I might go there with... Bear the mandem on a, like, the mandem type of holiday, but I would rather want to go somewhere where a man can relax. Because you see, like, being in London for so long, it's... Bro, you got to be on point all the time. Bro, I can't take my daughter to the park. Like, so much stuff. It's long, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man can't enjoy it. I can't go into my yard with my face showing. Like, it's too much. One time when at my old house, I moved house, yeah. One day I'm coming out my yard, I thought, rah, I looked in the road, there's no one on the road. Jumping in my car, bro. I looked up, I see some white youths just smiling at me. They're fucking doing the roof at someone else's house. Like, oh, bro. It's long, bro.
But do you move at that incident, or do you just take... Do you move at
I didn't move at that incident. I didn't move at that incident.
Because sometimes you can go too far.
Yeah, yeah. But they just saw me. But no, I haven't got one of them creepy ones yet, though, nah. But I can't lie, man. I might have to pattern them up, though, if I saw some creepy shit.
How'd you do the delivery? I, like, open the door and I just put my hand out.
That's what I do, and I speak with a funny accent.
Yeah.
I put a bookie accent on and that, like...
Nah, because my delivery drivers have been getting they're looking at Mandem.
They'll say it's a girl coming, it's the next guy coming and that.
Yeah.
Mandem are doing bare jobs, bro. Amazon, this, that. You can't get no deliveries, bro.
No
deliveries, fam. Man's hiding and that.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy work. And what heritage are you? Are you Jamaican fully?
Yeah, man's Jamaican still, but I done the ancestral thing. Says I'm Nigerian, you know.
Yeah. Swear down.
Like 33%, like most of it is Nigerian, and then it's Benin and Togo. And then Scottish, 12% Scottish.
No Ghana.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, you missed out, man. You missed out. Obviously, before this, you, like a lot of us, like, because obviously we are from London, we are from England.
Yeah.
You dabbled in grime, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And of all the names you could have picked, you was MC Machino. Tell us about that.
You know what? You know, back in the day, when my mum's era, though, so I don't know what year that was. That could have been the 90s, maybe. Moschino was the thing. So my mum used to have all these Moschino shirts and that Paradise and all of this that used to say on it.
Yeah.
So Moschino was booming then. So then that was my name then, innit? Obviously, okay. Now Moschino's dead. Now Moschino's like, I don't know what it is now. You could probably get Moschino Sports Direct right now. But them times it was like, shh.
Do you know, if you had an ill Moschino shirt right now and you stepped out, it would be calm, you know? Like, yeah, on but a one away.
You don't
one.
Say Moschino on it, though.
Nah,
I don't want
bro.
It to say Moschino on it.
I reckon if
though.
It was like the right event, silky joint, and it was the right print.
Maybe a 90s party, innit?
Yeah.
But I did see a mad, loud Versace thing the other day. I was thought, right, you know what? Where Versace's gone down here, I might try to bring it back, you know?
Yeah. It might bang. But obviously, yeah, you knew Chip from when he was young. Obviously, he's a...
Not young, but he came to my school in about, I think I was in year 9 when he came to the school, year 8, and he came to the school, innit? I think he came from another school to my school.
Okay.
Yeah, and then obviously, have you heard of Animaniacs before?
Nah.
Okay, they used to do grime and that, yeah. There was like, obviously... Tottenham, you know, see, they used to do grime and then obviously they used to rap in the room, you know, upstairs in my school on the fourth floor. There used to be a room and them used to always do rap from and do grime from. Sorry, yeah, and yeah, man had bars, but I was shook to go in there. I thought, nah, man, I can't go in there. The chipmunk used to just go in there and just rap and that, like, you get me?
Yeah,
like, calm, no problem, no sweat.
So, who's got evidence of your MC Machino days?
I got like, YouTube, man. These people, oh, are finding it? I got a CD, bro, at home with bare grime tunes on it. I used to have, like, man used to send for me as well. Some used to send for me. I sent back for them a few songs, though.
Yeah. Okay, do you still like grime?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite grime MC of all time?
Of all time, though?
Yeah.
That's hard because it changed, innit? Because, like, I like different people at different stages, innit? So, like, Dizzy Rascal, man, grew up, I used to rate Dizzy Rascal. I always rated Wiley as well. Skepta as well. Even JME once upon a time. Bro, there's too much Kano. Crazy Titch was my favourite, sorry.
Okay.
All time, yeah.
What was it about Titch that you liked?
Bro, everything, bro. The attitude, the grease, the skank. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? He used to always try and turn the clashes serious as well, innit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Lord of the Mics and that.
Yeah. Now, Free Titch.
Yeah, free the guy.
Obviously, like we said about earlier on, we was touching on, like, what you've been eating, how you've been living. Obviously, I watch people, I see what they're doing, I see what's going on. I've seen you going to the gym for years, you know what I'm saying? But it's like the last 12 months or the last 12 months, it's like you've worked it all out.
Yeah, I've got the blueprint now, man.
And you're still eating the chocolates and that. So what's the secret?
Like? Calorie deficit, man.
Okay.
So you know what? If you eat mad, bro, you got to skip a meal, bro. You see me, obviously, my body type, yeah, I always put on weight easily. So if I eat I can't eat four meals in a day, bro. My weight's going to keep going up.
Yeah.
So if I have three, man, try not eat no carbs, bro. Just like salmon, veg. Salmon twice with veg and then maybe one chicken meal. If you eat too much chicken as well, you're putting on bare weight. I don't know why, but that's just what happens to me, innit?
Yeah.
And then, man, try to stay away from carbs. Even if I do have carbs, like a tiny bit. Like what you give to a baby.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro.
Every day?
Yeah, now and then. But I don't have carbs every day. Sometimes I just have veg. More time just veg. And it works, bro. Man's still strong. I go gym on an empty stomach.
More energy,
intermittent fasting. Yeah, you can't be eating a guy in gym. You're a bit tired than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense still. That's what I'm saying about your progression, innit? It's like you're always like seeking to improve and get better.
No, facts. Even as well, for example, like man's Jamaican, the way man's grown up, bro, man's got bare rice and peas, curry goat, it's got bare sauce on it. It's banging. You get me? So man grew up. That's what man knew, you get me?
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's not a healthy way to eat. Remember, our food is slavery food, bro. That's slavery. That's from slavery. That's why it's got so much seasoning on it, so it can make it taste better and why our thing's overcooked, innit? But a lot of people don't know that, so man, that's why a lot of man's family and people are dying diabetes and high blood pressure and all of this. It's too much seasonings and sugars and bare things. So when you go uptown restaurant, they're giving you some small piece meals, bro, and you're thinking, bro, what's this? But that's how you're meant to be eating. You're not meant to be eating till you're full, bro. That's why niggas get niggeritis. I don't get that no more because I don't eat like that no more.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And one thing I've always wanted to know as well, because it's definitely hard to stay independent when people are offering you things.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's been moments in your career that you must have been offered something that you've had to turn down.
I don't think so, you know.
Really?
I think because of the way I speak and what I think, but then even like one time I was Sian was helping me manage me at one stage here, and she used to tell me as well, like from the label she used to work with, like they had a radar in it, and every time I kept coming up on the radar, should be like, nah, he's not gonna sign. So maybe that way, isn't it? Because the way man talk, the way that I talk with the independent shit and that, I feel like they just think, yeah, nah, my mama's.
You reckon
like,
everyone just gets the message?
Just thinks, yeah, nah, my mama's like on it. But you know what though? It's like, it's mad because before I used to say like, yo, independent thing to the death. But what it was, when I was in jail, I wasn't gonna do music no more. Everyone's telling me I should continue. So with that, I lost my flow, I lost my style, bare shit. Because in jail, I was just jugging, bro. I wasn't even rapping nothing. So what that did for man as well, it made jail was like a workplace. Everyone owes me money. This guy owes me money, that guy owes me, that guy money. So I'm not even looking at that. So when everyone's telling me rap now, and man's making songs, it's like, and I'm rolling with Snap every day, bro, I'm rapping like Snap, bro. Like, he's doing this flow, man's doing this flow, we're doing the same flow, like, it's too much, you get me? So when I thought, right, all right, cool, too much people telling me, yo, do the music thing, now I'm starting to do homework now. So I'm watching everything, Jay-Z, Dame Dash, Birdman, all of these guys, and the way they're talking about masters, independence, this, that. I'm studying all of this, so I'm thinking, bro, this is the way to go, the independent thing. So that's what it did, isn't it? And it makes sense, but it's harder and it's expensive and it's not easy, bro. And you know what it is? A lot of man ain't got no drive, bro. A lot of man, if they wasn't on a label, they would be finished a long time ago, because bare man ain't got no drive, bro. And remember, there's emotions, there's giving up. Man think this ain't working, that's not working, that's not working. Even when I came up, yeah, man put out a song, I feel like my song was better than Bear Man's song that day. I feel like I even put it on GRM Daily. Bro, my song's in 80,000 views, everyone's song's in 250,000 views. Freaking brother, what's going on? Man telling me, yo, about digital ads. Niggas are doing digital ads. Okay, so then I learned about digital ads. Then I learned about marketing. Then I learned about even playlist pitching. I remember man wanted to just put the song out. And Bello's like, no, you can't just put the song out. Why not, bro? Fuck that. Why am I waiting 4 weeks to put the song out? Then I learned about playlist pitching. Then I learned about bare stuff. So as the years have gone on, yeah, man's learnt more and more. And do you know what's mad though? I've never had no one's really show man about the industry, how it works properly and what to do here and what to do here. You know that? No one, bro. Man, I just have to learn myself.
To be honest, a lot of people are still working out. Even I work it out on a daily
please,
basis.
Bro. No, you got the answers, bro. How can you work it out?
You always got to be learning.
No, of course. But it
evolves.
Yeah, but there's so much people like coming through their system. It's like you're going to... Is there not like certain patterns that you know, like, cool, this pattern works. This works.
Do you know what? If there was a pattern that worked,
yeah,
everyone would... It's in my best interest that everyone's more successful.
Okay.
That's what makes my business generate more.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Okay. So if there was a pattern or a cheat code, I'd be cheat coding all day.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You mentioned earlier as well, like you mentioned Bello told you, oh, you got to do this, you got to pitch that. Obviously, Bello is YB's, he's Central C's manager. I believe he managed you for a certain time as well.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? It was just like, see me as well, I'm stubborn, like I said, innit? He thought some things I should do, I thought I shouldn't do. I thought some things he should do, he didn't do. It just didn't work out. So we didn't even really do, like, it wasn't really even that long still.
Okay.
And I didn't even end up doing no project on that and didn't even get that far still.
Did you guys know each other from primary school, bro? Oh, you guys know each other from primary school?
Yeah, bro, from primary school. Yeah.
Raw.
But so mashallah, them men are doing amazing though. And do you know what it is? You need people like Central C from what he's doing because it shows, man, what's possible from the UK. Because until then, obviously, Bairdie's man already M'd up mashing, killing it, Stormzy, Dave, all that lot, AJ Tracy, all of that, that little DBE, obviously, and the list goes on. But it's like you ain't seen man signing £25 million deals. Do you get it? So if you see man doing it, then you know it's possible, innit? And do you know what it is? I feel like in life, it's like man has been real life grafting for years, and you know, like compound interest. You keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep doing it. Sometimes something's gonna click, and I feel like even for me, sometimes it's bad coming into the game with money already because you're not as hungry. You don't really care about like everyone else cares about it. You get me? You know what I'm trying to say? That's why Jay-Z was my favourite rapper, because he'd be rapping about, I'm riding around with a Lotus, man, Googling all what this is. Floatus, he said. I think it's the First Lady of the United States of America. So the shit my man's saying is just like, bro, this is mad. Then he's talking about paintings. Man's Googling these Basquiat. I see Basquiat in jail getting sold for $54 million for a painting. So it's like, man's rapping about this shit. It's inspiring me. You get me? I don't want to rap about things that's like... That's normal and that, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because I want to keep going up. That's when even one stage when I'm thinking, yo, I want to be a millionaire now. Start listening to Bear Yo Gotti. Man was just talking bare millions. But, you know what I'm saying? Not the best rapper, but it's just like what he's saying, you get me?
Yeah. But yeah, so just to clarify though, obviously it didn't work out in terms of the management, but what's the relationship like with him now? Or was it just like it just didn't work out?
I don't know, man. I spoke to him like a while ago, probably like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
But we're coming with no issue now.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely inspirational what they've been able to achieve and what they're doing.
That's dope, man.
Do you ever sometimes sit there and think, shit, I could have got a 12.5 deal?
What's written for you is written for you.
Word.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Me, bro, I'm a black guy. I shot at feds. I've been stabbed bare times. I'm coming from a certain place. It's like, for example, I can't do certain things other people can do. You know what I mean? Like, you see that for the young youths now starting the game, it's the best time because they can do whatever they want, make as much mistakes, create as many sounds as they want, and no one's judging them yet. You see me where people know me for this. As soon as I start trying this and that, oh, why is Rimzy doing that? Oh, he's going commercial, he's trying to do this. Oh, we don't, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I tried to do it on my last tape. I tried to make it a little bit commercial, and secretly I rushed it as well because I just wanted to thought, you know what, this is the blueprint. All these men are just getting better big features and just putting music out and then killing it. It didn't work for me, bro. My thing has to be like, everything needs to be quality, man. Like cold feet. So I thought, right, you know what, kick back a minute, redo this thing properly so that when I start releasing again, it's just all levels and that.
Yeah, one of my favourite songs of yours is like CEO Flow with Potter.
CEO Flow?
Yeah.
What's
the relationship like with Potter? Like, is that one of your favourite artists as well? Or how
Potter's one of the best artists in the UK still.
Yeah, 100.
Had it come out, when he come out of jail, innit? He comes studio, and obviously we done a swap for a swap. I had a song, Lifestyle Code.
I think
my engineer done that, Fumes, yeah. And we had that instrumental with him, and we just done two songs, and I said, rah, I want that song, and he can have that. So I took the slower song. Everyone was like, bro, Rims, the other song was better. But for me, I liked the slower song more.
Yeah.
Either way, it's calm, innit? But yeah, what Potter's done as well is dope, and it's like, I feel like, you see all the struggles man has, Potter has it, but just on a bigger level. You get me? But at the same time, remember, he understands the game more than I do, because when Spotify and that came out 2015, I was in jail. I came out 2019. So I went in jail. 2013 came out 2019. I missed all of that. So I'm learning as I'm out. You get me? These men kind of probably got to understand more, because he's not a dumb guy, innit? So
nah, Potter learned streaming a bit late as well. Like, Training Day and all that stuff came out after.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know. I just assumed.
So you see, like, of all your achievements and what you've done, like I said, man, it's very difficult to come out of jail, going through the things that you've gone through, maintaining, and especially because of, like, the lifestyle you rap about and that, you can never look broke. Like, I remember when you came out of jail, first video, I saw gold on your wrist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then the watches have been getting better and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so what I was going to say was, what is your favourite watch, actually? I've always wanted to know
my favourite watch.
Yeah, like, what would be your end goal?
I like the Bubba Watson, you know.
Oh, you like the Bubba, yeah?
That's sick. That's the only RM I like, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to forward for that soon, though, still. You know what it is as well, bro, in life, yeah? You know this as well from business, yeah? Business is about failing and get back up. All this stuff we like, LV, Dior, never started like that. Some of them wasn't even designer brands. They turned into it, you get what I'm saying? So you have to go through everything to figure out what works, because if my next thing would have done better than that, then I would have said, yo, that's my moment, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you try it, you won't know, innit? And I feel like, you see, even now, the way the game is, you see, because these bloggers are always talking and that, yeah? Artists are scared to release, bro.
They're scared, bro.
That's why the music, they don't want to release, they're scared, because these people are going to go and make a TikTok about them, yeah, with their following, because they've been talking about everything and monetizing off of a next man's downfall. Do you get it? So yeah. It's like some of them, they think like, yeah, it's good, they're business, boom, boom, but at the same time, you're taking through that man's youth's mouth and that, bro, to have the feeling their youth, because you're there downplaying something what a man's put heart and soul into. You don't know what people been through, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I just feel like, yo, boom, you just can't be scared, man, you got to do your thing, bro.
You gotta listen. Obviously, I would put you in the trap rap category, as in like the type of music you want to listen to when you want to go get it.
Yeah.
Now, you're on a desert island. You can only listen to one of these artists for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's gonna motivate you to find food.
Yeah.
Going for Blade Brown.
We're
going for Nines.
Yeah.
Or we're going for Potter. And Asco. Yeah. I'm gonna put four in there.
Blade,
yeah?
Yeah. Man, listen to Blade when I was young in school, you know, bro.
Yeah.
When it was a B-double and that, bro. Like, that was the era above, man, when man came up rapping. That's why it was more like, you had to be someone and you had to be good with, like, actual have bars then, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, the game, you can be anything, bro. You could be working as an ambulance person, not to say there's nothing wrong with that. And then you built TikTok off of, you're saving this person life, that person life, you start rapping, bro, and you're blown, and then yeah, you got a mad deal. Like, it's not the same no more, you get me? But it's not to knock the hustle though, innit, bro, because it's business, innit?
Yeah, like 100%. Yeah,
it's business, bro. Before, man, I was caught up, people were like, oh, why is this person this? Broski, it's the game, my guy. It's people who just get it differently, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what you got coming next then? What's people got to look forward to? Obviously, I know you got a song called Force and Akali coming out.
Yeah. I'm working on some special stuff, man. Trying to go right back to the essence, man, because like I said in my last tape, I tried a thing. They don't want that, so I've got to give them like what they waiting for me for, you get me?
Yeah, I must say your marketing game is very strong.
Yeah, but I need to up it more though, man.
No. You done a number on me yesterday. I didn't even know I was getting myself involved in yesterday. I turned up to the shoot, I'm listening to the beat, I'm like, I saw I used this beat for the fourth.
Yeah, but this is how it started, yeah. So boom, yeah. I've gone to Link Khan's now.
Yeah.
He's played this beat's cold. I'm thinking, bro, I swear I've heard this somewhere, bro.
Yeah.
You get me? Then he's like, Force and Akali beat. But I'm like, bro, I can't use this, though. This man are using it. He's like, no, it's calm. And I'm like, I can't say no more. And then I just jumped on the beat intro.
Yeah. Oh, so that's how it came about.
Yeah. Because okay. I went there to show me bare. Because remember, like, I'm not used to jumping on Khan's type style in it beats. Man's things are more a bit slower. But I liked it because it take me out of my comfort zone. And it's different as well.
Now, it's actually weird because obviously even like the Blade intro and the Thoughts on Akali episodes,
yeah,
I was going to switch it up. I was going to switch it up and just make somebody else do an 8-bar about Thoughts on Akali concept as well. And I always thought, yeah, if I ever do decide to do that, like you're one of the people I would have shouted for that. But now it's gone full circle. You got a whole independent single, as you do.
I had to change the name in case you sued me, innit?
That first... Oh, you changed the name?
It's called Thoughts in a Cully, but I spelled it different, innit? Just in case you lot sued me, innit? DRM.
Oh,
it?
No.
Because obviously you're a big dog, innit? You're not dealing with the paperwork.
It's messing with the thing,
because I don't know if you trademarked that name, innit?
No, I have. But it'll still come through me.
Okay.
I wouldn't do you like that.
But you know the game's scary, though, innit? You got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful, innit?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.